League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
No, what? Feces don't stink. Feces don't stink. Nick Saban. Feces don't stink. Nick Saban.
Diggly Wiggly.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Hey, Raj, how you doing?
Hey, Raj, what's happening?
Smells like it already happened.
It's been 97.5 and 92.5. We said we'd get some calls in here. Let's get them in. Charlie's first. Hey, Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, you there? He left. Well, Gilbert's here. People want to hear what Gilbert has to say today. What's up, Gilbert?
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you, Gilbert? Are you ready for tomorrow's game?
Is that our board? Gilbert never hangs up.
Gilbert didn't hang up on you. You hung up, SEC Hello, guy Gilbert. Hung up yesterday.
Well, that was a phone issue. You can hear SEC guy. SEC guy was supposed to be on a little earlier, and he was on later. So if you're waiting for him, you didn't hear him because he was supposed to be on at this time. You can go to our podcast, ESPN975.com, and it is hour number 3. About 15 minutes in, you can hear SEC guy. We found some things out about his daughter, Bucky, or them.
Yeah, but you should also, if you didn't hear Wednesday morning's first segment.
Oh, Frank loves that. Don't worry. You're going to continue to hear that on.
Yeah.
You're going to continue to hear that.
But you got to hear the whole segment with Darko, or the head coach of the Raptors.
This is a real guy who really talks like he was so mad after a call.
After no calls.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, after no calls.
What, 20?
Well, he was upset about all the calls the Lakers got.
23 fouls for the Lakers?
If you're not going to make it fair, we won't even show up.
Like, wow.
The Lakers got to go to the line 23 times in a close game in the fourth quarter. The Raptors got to go 5. Now, some of it is swayed by all the intentional fouling the Raptors did as they're trying to come back late, but it was still, or maybe two, was it two free throws? Or maybe that was Scottie Barnes' two free throws. But it was like something like 13-2. Throughout the bulk of the fourth quarter, and he was not thrilled.
The rim.
Well, he said, Scottie Barnes, go to rim with force.
Well, he also said, Scottie Barnes is one of the face of the league, and this is how he's treated.
He also said,
Scottie Barnes is a face of the league? You can't be first of all, you can't play in Toronto and be a face of the league. Oh. Right. That's not possible.
So anyway, unless listen to that segment. Do we see if Darko got fined?
We haven't seen the number yet. And now, a lot of the stuff was, I think, dead on if you watch the game. But when he said, hey, because they have to win tonight, might as well tell us and we don't show up. That's what's going to get him crushed.
Yeah, that's going to get him. That'll get you every time. Is Gilbert back?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's get Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
You excited about the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I am, really.
Who's going to win?
Lance, you going to the game?
Yeah, Lance is going. He might have a ticket for you.
No, I don't have a ticket. He can't go in.
I'm like, Bobby, you can't for that sound of
that's
the
John.
That's it. No, I'm not, Lance, you're going to go to the game. You said you're going to the game.
You're going to the game,
buy
too.
A cap.
What level are you going to be on? I'm in the press box. We don't have
a cap from the game. You can get a cap at Academy, Gilbert. You don't.
It's more special from
are
the
you
game.
Gonna buy
I want Lance to
I got him a cap already from the Super Bowl. Did you? No. I bought him a program and a cap from the Super Bowl. Remember, Gilbert, when I got
him,
you that?
Yeah, I got him, Charlie.
Yeah, it's Lance's turn.
No, NFL Network sent him
Lance's
stuff.
Lance's turn.
NFL Network sent him a gift care package.
No, it didn't.
Yes, they did. Gilbert, did NFL Network send you stuff?
No.
Yes, they did. What are you talking about? Charlie did send it. You opened it
Gilbert
up.
Gilbert never lies.
Gilbert, that's not true.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they didn't send me nothing in NFL
they
Network.
They didn't say nothing. Oh, nothing. Did they send?
Yeah, so what,
did Kay Adams ever stop by his house? Yeah. No.
No, but she's not on that show anymore.
What? I don't think you can.
So, Gilbert, I know you're calling about it, so how do you think the game's going to go? How do you think the game's going to go,
Lance,
Gilbert?
He's got a question. What's your question?
How do you think the game's going to go,
no,
Gilbert?
No, that's not what he wants.
No, he just wants what's a cap. How do you think the game's going to go, Gilbert?
Hold on, Lance. Let's get to his question.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, I'm picking the overtime by the Texans.
Ooh,
are they going to win?
Overtime.
Are they going to win?
I don't know. It depends on the Cincinnati's.
Well, they're not
Cleveland
playing
them. Cleveland,
full
quarterback.
Oh,
yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Depends. You're right, Gilbert. I'm pretty sure you're right
so
about
you don't
that.
Know who wins. You're just saying it
it's
is
overtime.
Going to overtime.
Overtime.
That's a specific.
No?
Now, the legend grows if it goes to overtime.
Oh, my goodness. Gilbert, if you're right about that, holy cow, that is awesome. But you don't know. You're still not sure who's going to win.
Be overtime, probably.
What about this cap that Lance should get you?
Division cap, anyway, yeah.
A division championship
cap. A division championship cap, Lance.
They don't have caps up in the media.
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, no, they've
not
got
in
the store
box.
Right on
the
front.
Why don't you go to gift store? How that sound?
Yeah, how that sound?
Why don't you go to gift
how
store?
How that sound?
How that sound?
Doesn't sound good because
they got a gift store there. At
they
the
do.
They do have a gift store, but it's on the. It's a completely different area. I've got to go in through an area where they check bags. Make sure you're
everyone,
not bringing
what?
In weapons.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
everyone
front.
Does that.
Everybody goes
I'm
through
talking
that.
About the front, the backpack
well, no.
area. The media
in
entrance.
In the back, right there. They
the
got
media
a big
entrance
store
is the front. You
got to
go all the way.
With division champ.
Why would I can't go all the way around to the back.
Yeah,
I got to go to the
man.
Media entrance.
Why can't you? Why can't you?
Yes. I got to go to the media
can.
Entrance,
it's
Gilbert.
Allowed. No.
To get, you know, John's not going in as a media member. You know that, right? He's going as a fan.
But he didn't ask John.
He has easy access to multiple.
John got him the Super Bowl cap and a program.
So?
Your turn.
So? No, it's not turns.
Yeah,
it's just keep it going.
And NFL Network didn't get him anything.
It's free fun. That's not true.
Yeah. No,
NFL Network did get him stuff.
Yeah. You don't know that.
I didn't get nothing from NFL Network.
What?
He said you didn't get him anything.
I didn't get
nothing
from NFL Network.
Gilbert, that's not true.
Swear to God, he said.
Okay, hold
God.
On. I'm going
to
pull
right.
up the text stream.
I didn't get that for NFL Network anyway.
Yes, you
I
did.
I picture for Colleen Wolf.
Yeah, and what about Colleen Wolf?
I won the Texans championship division cap.
So
anyway.
This is Liz. A picture from Colleen Wolf and a championship division hat from the Texans.
There it is. There's
the championship
hat. There's the list.
I'm looking.
And I'm picking the Texans to go the championship anyway.
So I guess they are winning in overtime.
Here. Yeah. Here we go. December. Okay, Gilbert, here we go.
He's pulling receipts.
Here we go. I'm going to pull up these receipts. You hold on. Let's see. The amount of name. Blah, blah, blah. Malcolm Reyes got that from Scout. Are you healthy?
This is not receipts.
LZ, I'm good. I'm glad we could hook you up with swag, too. That was December 29th.
Yeah, but Gilbert never got it.
Yes, he did. This is December 29th of 2021 when I had flu and coronavirus.
Well, that's
and
why.
I dropped. And here's what it was. Yes, it is. Remember when I drove by the Christmas party that I couldn't be on?
Yeah.
I dropped off the thing for Gilbert. That's the only reason I was out of bed. I had flu and coronavirus. I dropped off the present for Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And he was
no,
there.
No, no, no. I remember that, though. I think Jackie was there. And Jackie.
What did you give me? You gave me a mug, that's all.
A mug is all
that's
he got.
All.
It wasn't
you.
Just a mug.
No, just
there was other things.
I think Jackie might have taken the shirt.
I thought I didn't
hat.
Send you anything. Oh, Jackie took
Jackie
the
was
shirt
along.
Hat.
Yeah. He came over to Gilbert's
see,
house.
See, I would not have let. See, I didn't know one of the listeners was going to take
I'm
your
pretty
stuff.
Sure Jackie stole it.
So
he gave me a jacket for
now he needs a hat.
When they came into my. When it came to my house, you know, that one jacket.
A jacket.
Yeah.
NFL jacket.
That's it. That's right, Gilbert.
Hey,
no, you're
wait a
right.
minute. Didn't I drop something off at your house also?
You mean when you...
When I knocked on the door and no one would come to the ran. Door.
Ding dong ditch.
Oh, no, no.
That was the mug.
That was the mug. I dropped the
ding
other package
ditch.
Off. No, I dropped the other package off when I had coronavirus
he didn't want to talk
and the
to Gilbert.
Flu. And it was at Christmas and they were broadcasting. And I dropped it off outside of the car, and people were yelling at me, and I shot the rod at him.
Saw witness, it sounds like to me.
No. Yes, no, I dropped that off for Gilbert that time, and then I drove to your house and dropped a mug off, too. So, no, no hat for you.
So he doesn't remember you giving him that stuff.
I don't care if he doesn't remember. It happened.
No, it didn't happen.
Why would I leave my house and drop something off at the Christmas party?
Why would you go to a man?
I don't remember any of this.
Gilbert doesn't
remember
anything.
I don't remember
anything. I dropped off.
All I know is he needs a cap. He needs a cap.
And a picture of Collie Wolf.
Your turn, Dale.
And a picture of Collie. He doesn't ask me for stuff.
You know what? Let me tell you a time slot.
Let me ask you a question before you move on. Before we move on.
He buys people hats.
Before we move on, let me ask you a question. How long have you known Gilbert?
I don't know, 20-ish years.
So you knew
last year.
You've known him for 20-something years, and you think going to his house and ding-dong ditching and dropping some stuff off is a proper way to...
I waited for him.
That's a lie.
I waited for my ring. Yes, I did.
You rang the bell and ran.
And Gilbert said he was scared.
He already told the story. You ran.
I didn't run.
You did.
I didn't go to the back. I don't want to get shot by Gilbert's mom.
The power was off. That's why I couldn't answer the doorbell.
That was perfect for him.
But
he didn't want you to answer.
You have a ring doorbell, and it was.
But you ran away.
You're a bad person. Buy him a cap.
And a picture of Colleen Wolf.
This is ridiculous.
Buy him a picture of Colleen Wolf.
I have gotten him stuff.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question, Gilbert. What have you bought?
Might be at the Texan store.
Gilbert, what have you given me?
Do they sell NFL personality pictures at the Texan store?
Over the 20 years that you've known me, what have you given me?
Love. Companionship.
Hold on. No, don't answer for him. What have you given me? We've bought you bikes. What have you given me, Gilbert?
A big hug.
Ooh, a big hug.
A big hug.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You've hugged
That's because
before.
You're materialistic.
I don't know if that's
happening. At the basketball game. At the basketball practice.
He gave you a hug at a basketball practice.
What?
You heard him.
Yeah. Basketball practice.
You don't remember that, do you, right?
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember that. Kind of like you don't remember when I dropped off the NFL gift pack for you.
Okay, so who are you going to trust about my remembering stuff? Gilbert, what was the number one song in December of 1978?
Number one song in 1978.
This is rough.
Let's see. You're the One I Want by Living New John and John Travolta.
I believe it.
I believe that. Okay, so who are we going to believe about the hug?
Ask me a question.
Okay. Lance, what year did Mesopotamia, what year did the volcano erupt in Mesopotamia?
Easy. 900 B.C.
Nope. See? I believe
wrong.
Gilbert. You don't remember anything.
Gilbert's right. You're wrong.
Gilbert's right. You're wrong. Bing, bing, bing.
December.
We believe Gilbert.
Hey, Lance, John, you didn't have to go that far. Lance, what day were we supposed to be out East River 9, and what day weren't we supposed to be?
What day is today?
Yeah, that's Lance. It. That's all you had to ask.
That's all you had to ask. I wouldn't have known.
No, you would have gotten Friday. That's why. Okay.
All right, December. I'm looking to see if Gilbert. I can't believe Gilbert has derailed me like this. Billboard's top 100 in December. Le Freak, Chic,
1978.
Okay, 1978. Bee Gees, Barbra Streisand. You've got Eric Clapton, Time Passages, Alice Cooper, Linda Ronstadt, Toto, Andy Gibb. He didn't remember anything.
Yeah.
Dr. Hook, Sharing the Night Together.
We don't know what.
See, Gilbert. You missed.
Sharing the night together.
I think it's awesome that Gilbert has you so shook you Googling.
I'm Every Woman. Yeah.
What
Look
you
at
are.
This. Iconic I'm Every Woman. And it's just, and that's like number 21.
Okay. You know,
what a year 78
I'm
was,
going
right,
with Gilbert in this one.
I believe
that.
Gilbert.
Yeah. I believe Gilbert in this one too.
I usually do, but not this time. He doesn't remember me getting out of bed just to drop his NFL gift pack up that I went out of my way to make sure they could send.
I don't believe
they
FedExed
it. It got there. Did you get it? Yes, I got it to Gilbert. I got out of my bed with flu and coronavirus. I had fluronavirus.
Don't believe
rare.
A word you
said. Get there to the thing. People start booing me because I'm not doing the show. I shoot the rod because I'm pissed off. I open the door, drop the box on the ground, and drive off.
I told you, Jackie
Gilbert
probably
had,
stole it.
Yeah, and it's not on me, Gilbert.
Frankly, the only proper response to all your nonsense,
you bitch.
Wow, we got to break it there. All right. That's not the way we end a segment, especially when I have to go and talk about Houston Powder Coaters.
Well, you know, talk a little bit more so you separate yourself. Yeah. There you go.
Let's talk about Houston Powder Coaters now. Separate ourselves from what you just did, because Robin is awesome. Robin, you hear her on the commercials here. If you never, if you deal with Houston Powder Coaters, chances are you're going to deal with Robin. And she's a big reason why they're so good. And here's the deal. They've been doing this for so long. They know everything about the powder coating business. They know everything about the game. It's not, you know what? Robin came out to the golf tournament and she brought out, and I'm not going to say it's a baseball team, a professional baseball team here in the city of Houston, and she had a chair with their colors, and it was like, oh my goodness, this is cool. So if you're a big fan of that, of any pro team here or any college team that you love, and you want to get not only just not, you know, the medal, but they'll also make the slats, the colors of your team. It's perfect. And if you need straps, slings, repair, whatever it is, car parts, wheels, boat parts, whatever it is that's metal, they can make it whatever color you want. They'll do a great job. Pickup and delivery absolutely free. All is Houston Powder Coaters. You're looking for the best place to get your stuff looking great again. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and so is your wife.
When I buy my wife, hang like slave of wizard.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on the show.
What's your legitimate... okay, take me through the Texans-Browns. Tell me how it unfolds.
All right.
Give me the game.
I'm going to take you. I'm going to tell you. You tell me. Devin Singletary, 68 yards, under, over.
Oh, you're going stats. I'm going to go under.
So if Devin Singletary doesn't run the ball well, they're going to really have a really hard time.
You didn't finish. Now say Damian Pierce.
Damian Pierce, under, over.
First 100-yard game yards. Of the season.
Okay, he just dabbed.
Did he get? I don't think he got a carry.
He doesn't get any carries anymore.
But kick returns.
But that's not a carry anymore. They used to count that as carries, but it's not.
I would give him a carry. He's a hard runner. I was surprised he didn't get a carry down by the goal line.
They just don't. They're just done with him.
There's just no belief in Damian Pierce. Saw him still, like, he was still happy and celebrating after the game. Those are things I look at to see if the individual stuff outshines the team stuff, and he was just as happy after the
probably
game.
Not just as happy, but, you know.
Right, but he's still happy for the team.
It's hard.
He's happy to
be
a part
of it. Especially after the year he had last year. What if CJ falls off like that next year?
Oh my God!
And Case Keenum steps up and becomes, or Davis Mills steps up and becomes.
Oh my God! People would literally end themselves in this city. There's so much invested.
Well,
against...
we think of Damian Pierce last year? We loved him.
I know Damian Pierce was the steal of the draft. He won angry runs.
Can't get
last
on the
year.
Field.
Can't even get a carry now.
Unbelievable. And if Bobby Slowick, and I'm telling you right here and now, book it. Bobby Slowick is the Titans' next head coach.
No chance.
Yes.
They're going to interview Antonio Pierce, too.
Well, the Raiders better step up.
Well, he's apparently accepted the interview, so
he's in limbo because the Raiders haven't done anything.
No, you want to do that for leverage, too, to get a better deal, too. His agent's going to want him to interview.
Absolutely. Antonio Pierce has done a hell of a job, and the players love him. That would be not a good thing for the Raiders if they didn't keep him.
Well, are we trusting Mark Davis to do something good?
No.
No. Well, just by his hair, we know.
He
makes
poor
decisions.
Also, the hirings have been poor as well.
I don't know if Antonio Pierce is going to be a good head coach or not. I know that they played substantially better under Antonio Pierce, and every player to a man says that it's a whole different – they let them be themselves. He lets them be themselves, and – it looks way different under Antonio Pierce. Yes. I don't make a move.
Well, but Josh,
and you're paying off Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels was a terrible hire.
Right.
I mean, he had failed miserably. Not that Bill Belichick didn't fail miserably his first time. Failed, but he's not a good...
He's not a good people person.
He's not a good people
person. He failed miserably in Denver. He screwed the Colts and left them at the altar. Then he went to Raiders and was a disaster there. Josh McDaniels will go down as one. And now Belichick's not... Like, that's it. You had your shot. You're done.
Do you think Mayo hires him?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. So, It's kind of Patriot way.
The show before ours is Evan, I think his name is a huge Patriot fan. And he was crying yesterday because Bill Belichick was not going to be there any longer. And today he said there's no way Gerard Mayo, because the only coaches that Robert Kraft hired, Parcells, Pete Carroll, and Bill Belichick, had coaching experience before. So there's no way Gerard Mayo gets that job. Well, Gerard Mayo got the job today.
Particularly because of what you said.
And by the way, there was a letter. Well, allegedly, there's a letter that Gerard
Mayo signed. Rappaport said it. He reported it today that it was written to his contract. There was no question who was going to be the next head coach.
See? So there you have it. So this was a done deal beforehand. But this is not a good job anymore. We think of the Patriots over the last 20 years as the premier organization in the NFL.
Remember what it was before Belichick got there?
It sucked.
Not a great job.
Well,
it was
Parcells
bad.
And
yeah, he got to the Super Bowl.
Actually, it was Parcells.
Yeah, Parcells got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the
next one time against the Packers, yes. And they lost.
Yes.
Right. They got to the Super Bowl against the Bears in 85. Mm-hmm. But this organization has had a history of being not great.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great organization before this. Now, it's 20 long years.
Well, Kraft will say, since I've been here.
No, Kraft, right. I mean, that's true. Kraft has done a nice job, obviously.
Okay, has Kraft been, and you know what? Chris Canty made a really good point. He goes, if we're going to blame David Tepper, we're going to blame Snyder, we're going to blame the Spanoses, we're going to blame all these owners, how about giving the credit due to Robert Kraft? Now, you know, he hired...
The credit? Yeah.
As being a great owner.
Yeah.
I mean...
Absolutely.
Honestly, how big a role does that play?
It's rare you see people talk about, look, people are fickle. People will tell you Cal McNair, like, they're happy with him as an owner. Everyone was unanimously sell the team in the city of Houston. Before the season started, everyone wanted them to sell the team.
Okay.
And now it's like the beloved McNairs.
With this stuff going on with Kerry, the brother... For those of you who don't know,
this is going to be a way bigger deal than people realize.
So, would you prefer Cal and Hannah continue to run the show, or Kerry takes over and sells the team? Which is best?
This is crazy.
Last year at this time, what would we have said?
No brainer last year.
No brainer.
And right now, with everyone in place, and now they're just kind of like fans who sit in nice seats.
Yeah.
I kind of like. Yeah, that's it. We got what we need. Just stay out of it and be fans and shoot your H's up and flip burgers and be on videos, trash talking other organizations. It's like, yeah, I kind of like that now.
I do too.
I kind of like that now.
I kind of don't want
them
to sell.
But if you asked me last year, it'd be like, my God.
I begged them to sell the team.
We've openly implored Kerry McNair to take over the team.
Yes.
And now this is going to turn into Kerry McNair versus Hannah McNair.
Now Kerry McNair is just a character out of a Lifetime movie, trying to put his mother in a home and take over the family business.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds, you know, so the rumor is it's really a matter of he is trying to protect the McNairs. Like, he wants to make sure this stays a McNair family thing and doesn't become too much Hannah and her sister, Joanna, running the show. He wants to protect his – he's like, hey – This is our family thing.
So the McNairs, Janice McNair, said that this could do harm to the organization, to the employees of the organization, to the sponsors and to the fans and their faith in the organization. And could she be right? Is Nick Caserio looking at this and going, I don't know who the owner is going to be. Robert Kraft needs a general manager. Maybe I go there because it's a lot more stable than this is? Is the stability of this organization up in the air right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how maybe. I don't know what Kerry McNair's plans. You know, you feel like it's just he wants to make sure. Who knows? Maybe he wants to make sure that a certain percentage is always. I don't know. I don't know what he has in store. I don't know what his plans are. Yeah, if it's to sell the team, obviously, you don't know the direction it could go. Who would want to buy a professional team? I know one group that wants to is LeBron James.
Well, everybody wants to buy a professional team.
LeBron wants to buy
That won't be hard.
But who has the juice to do it?
A lot of people have the juice. There's a lot of money.
But the league has to approve it, and the other owners have to approve it. So there's certain people that will get the better chance. I'd like for the Saudis to come in and just throw live money at us.
Wow. The Saudis.
Kidding. I don't want to ruin
the Saudis. You want the Saudis at Everton, not with the Texans.
Now, I will take the Saudis at Everton, yes.
Is this going to hurt Carey's case that he's has appeared to be absentee up until now? Like, we've always been told he had no real interest.
Well, maybe he's had no real interest with the current setup. I mean, he could probably argue that with Bob running it and Cal –
Don't do it, tagging along.
Well, that was the way it was supposed to be.
You know,
but I think he sees
but
it.
Could he make the argument? I don't think Cal should.
Gossipy, but John, when is the last time you saw Cal McNair talking without Hannah McNair right by his side?
No,
it doesn't happen anymore.
I don't
right?
want to see that.
No, I don't.
I don't
either,
ever
I mean,
want to see
but
that.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't happen anymore. Right?
I did see him standing on the sideline of the Colts game.
You see a mic in his face?
No, but they didn't show Hannah right next to him.
Okay, but you didn't see a mic in his face.
No.
Yeah. They were on a radio show yesterday, and there's a video of them. They're there together. It's them. It's not the owner.
I don't think Hannah will let him.
I've never heard Janice McNair. I never did an interview with Janice McNair. It was only with Bob McNair.
Well,
I've heard Janice McNair. Yeah.
Was sitting with Bob in the middle of an interview?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. I had him on the radio at 7:90.
No, but Cal was always standing there.
Yeah, they're standing there.
Well, you don't know. Janice fed him the line, ox in a ditch.
Hannah's actively on the microphone.
That was Janice's line.
I'm fine with Hannah being on the microphone. What I'm telling you is, it wouldn't shock me if Carey this is going to be you don't have to read between the lines very much. This is clearly Carey doesn't like the direction it's going in. And what direction is it going in?
Positive direction.
It's going in the Hannah direction.
Yeah, it's going in the Hannah direction.
Right. And maybe he's like, Hannah, this ain't your deal.
He's trying to protect you. Exactly. He's trying to – but the fact is, it needs to be Hannah's deal.
Yeah.
She needs to be involved. Carey, I don't know what to tell you, but maybe he thinks she's getting too involved. And there's rumors about her sister's involved too now. And maybe, you know, maybe Carrie's just looking out for the family because they could – sell it at any point. It's going to be worth over $3 billion. I mean, it's not the money is going to be there. But this is going to be an unnecessary, ugly thing that they're going to have to deal with. Whether it's sealed or unsealed, it's still going to go through. There's still going to be stuff. I mean, this is an actual lawsuit. He's trying to get his mom deemed incapacitated so he can take over. This is going to happen whether they seal or unseal the documents.
Yep.
If they unseal, we're going to get all the.
Oh, we're going to get the juice.
The yucky
stuff. But see, we're talking about this stuff because it is public. This is exactly what the McNairs were afraid of. And listen, Nick Caserio can be all pissed off at Jason LaConfora for saying that. But if this is an unstable organization, then there's a chance that you lose key people. And Nick Caserio has become a key person. D'Amico Ryans is a key person. If a new owner comes in here and they're not thrilled with him, I mean, D'Amico is talking glowingly about the McNairs, loving the McNairs. So this does put a bit of a monkey wrench into the whole thing. 8:32 into ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apparently, we are breaking news right now, and I'll tell you about we got some breaking news that'll come your way on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But if you want to bet on the games this weekend, do you want to bet on Everton this weekend? No, you don't want to bet you don't want to bet on Everton, but I don't care.
No, you don't.
You could throw your money away, whatever. But here's the deal. The place to do it, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Up and down, you go to the left side and see all of the categories that you can bet on. It's unbelievable. It's incredible, all the things. And it's not just sports. It's like entertainment. You can bet on the Oscars. You can bet on – it's incredible. It's incredible what they have. You can bet on cricket. You know your cricket? Nah, probably not. But here's the deal. You can bet on it. Just pick a side. What's the difference? Flip a coin. You could win. You don't know. All I know is that you do it at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. But listen, all of these playoff games that are coming up this weekend, you got all the prop bets that you could possibly want right there. You got casino gambling as well. You got a bonus for signing up, but you got to put in promo code bet975. You want to play. You want to win. You want to get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
ESPN 97.5.com, Fighter of the Night Man.
I miss you, Night Man, so bad.
From the
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
I can't tell because I can't tell if this is a parody account or I have no idea.
What's it called? What's the name called?
Han Seong John News.
What is it called?
He is a Japanese writer, allegedly. I don't know.
How many followers does he have? Did you check it?
How many followers does he have? He has 6,179.
Okay. What's his byline say? Bio. It's, I don't know what you're about to say.
NPB, MLB, KBO, CBO, yeah, transfer Korean baseball.
Yeah, this is real.
Okay.
This sounds real.
Okay. Breaking news. Breaking news. Wait. Breaking news. The Houston Astros are expected to make an offer for Trevor Bauer. Bauer's discontent for the Astros has been quite prevalent over the past few years, but if Bauer wants an MLB return, Houston seems like his only choice as they're the only MLB team making a move.
I mean, is that our expected? Okay, so he's saying...
Dirty, filthy.
No, he's not. He was exonerated.
This is dirty and filthy if they make this move.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel nearly as dirty.
We don't judge you by what happens with you and Grandma.
Oh, I think that, well, that's,
oh, speaking
that's
of dirty
a lovely
filthy,
relationship.
Tyreek Hill, dirty and filthy stuff he does all the time and tries to watch, make you watch it on video.
He hasn't made anyone watch that video yet.
Okay. Hold on. So it's okay for you to have Tyreek, but the Astros can't have Trevor Bauer?
I didn't say it was okay, but I don't have any input in whether the move was
John,
made or
you
not.
You just roasted him with the Tyreek game.
Did he?
Yeah, filth and flarn.
Who was did your, you get? Hey, did you get the
how godly is that?
Did you get the recipe card?
It appears
for that roast.
It appears the Astros are trending in this direction. First, Roberto Osuna, now Trevor Bauer. Congratulations on your order. No.
So I felt bad about Osuna. This one, I don't know if Trevor Bauer was guilty.
I think he was involved in rough stuff.
Yes,
was it consensual? But
by the
way, we
saw her text.
It wasn't 100%.
That's
what
one
we
woman.
It was.
Right. That's one woman. He's been accused by others.
Right. Right. That's true.
That's only one woman.
But nothing has. But there's never been any charges.
Yeah.
I mean, Deshaun continues to play.
No, he doesn't.
Well,
yeah. Deshaun got a $230 million contract.
Only because
Trevor Bauer got blackballed from baseball. Now, I'm also a believer in.
He probably got paid on his Dodgers contract, though.
I'm all yeah, but he's also been blackballed from baseball.
Is this real? Before we even get into it,
we don't know. I don't know.
Okay, but Trevor Bauer should be allowed to come back in the league.
Okay,
he's not
if that's the question, whether or not would you be receptive to Trevor Bauer coming to the Astros?
I'd be receptive to the conversation, but I do think it's a little more complicated.
Let's excuse. We can't
more complicated than Osuna.
Yeah, we can't excuse.
Well, Osuna was yeah. Well,
Osuna was that was a bad deal.
We can't excuse what he allegedly did because we're not even sure what it is that he did. There are reports,
right.
But he's also a guy who has trashed the Astros, right?
Yes.
So why?
Well, they were talking about Cody Bell. People were willing to take Cody Bellinger.
Were they?
I wasn't.
No. He's trashed the Astros, but he's from here actually, isn't he? He lives or his parents live here. And he's been here. He's here in the offseason.
Trevor Bauer is a tough one for me because I believe he has a right to make a living in Major League Baseball. But I also believe strongly, like, if NFL owners didn't want Michael Vick to come back after all the stuff that happened, that was what I always fought for the fact that was well within their rights. But he also did do the crime, do the time, too. So, you know, to me, you have to quit talking about what Michael Vick did, because Michael Vick also paid his price to society.
Yeah.
Like you can't just keep talking about Michael Vick. Michael Vick did the crime and did the time. And if the owners wanted to keep him out, they could. If the owners wanted to bring him back, they could. That was their rights. I think it is still the same rights of Major League Baseball. I do think that Major League Baseball, I don't think they've conspired to keep him out, but I think Trevor Bauer's persona non grata for two reasons. Number one, the salacious details, or at least the assumption of some of the stuff he did during sexual relationships. But then number two, he's just a card-carrying a-hole. And teammates don't really care for him, apparently. And he is highly abrasive as well.
Yeah,
I mean, this is also a thing, too. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And for the Dodgers, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
Well, but that was when the accusations and they didn't have any, and they had to get him out of the locker.
So you say this is okay. So this is a guy who follows Korean baseball, Japanese baseball leagues. He said Astros are expected to make.
Yeah.
So this may be something he's getting from an agent in Japanese baseball circles or whatever, which is fine. However, he also said, well, the Astros are the only one that makes sense. Like, part of this tweet, once again, if it's real, part of this is also seems like it's a narrowing of, well, who's going to make the run at Trevor Bauer? From a baseball standpoint, makes sense.
Yeah.
From a baseball.
Didn't he flame out miserably in the Japanese league?
No, he started poorly. Ended well.
He ended well.
Yeah, but he started very poorly. Yes.
Yeah. I was not torn on Osuna. I didn't like it. I didn't like watching him. I didn't like him on my team. Trevor Bauer, I'm torn on because of I feel like maybe he got a raw deal.
The woman we all know about, she is one of four or five women who have accused him of something along the lines of physical assault. This dates back to 2017. He was being accused of this down 17 by women in Ohio.
Yeah, you have to go back. Like, you have to do your homework on this. You have to have your own information on this, because at some point this could trip you up and make you look bad after the Osuna thing. It is a little bit puzzling, or at least surprising, that the Astros after the Osuna stuff would take this chance. Now, because it is not just The one lady that came out looking like this was a cash grab,
pictures. She even said so in the text to her friend.
Yeah, she had that she was going to set him up. Yeah. So although she had the pictures and all that stuff, but there are other ones too. So and I don't disagree. Obviously, Trevor Bauer has admitted that he likes it rough, and I think he seeks out others who do too. And the fact that he may cross the line into things that are non-consensual.
Yeah. I mean, this has happened in society. I just don't know that we want it on our baseball team. I don't know. We got a break here. If you've got any thoughts on that, and we don't even know if it's true, whatever the case may be, the discussion is, would you want Trevor Bauer on your team?
Right? Yeah, I think that's a fair question. Yes. Would you want Trevor Bauer on your
team? You could tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Erline, at DelV2, or you can give us a call, 713-780-3776. I got a guilty pleasure, okay? It's the Daisy dip. You got, it's French onion. It's this Daisy sour cream's been around forever. They got the ranch dip now. They got the French onion dip now. I love it. I love the French, the ranch on my wings. I always get ranch. I don't get blue cheese. You hate blue cheese.
I'm not a huge fan.
It depends on the pizza. On some pizzas you can put.
I like ranch.
Ranch on there. On
that ranch dip is that creamy ranch is really good.
It's creamy ranch is delicious. It's delicious. No MSG or other added junk that I don't even know how to pronounce. Whatever. The taste is amazing. It's addictive. The French onion is all. I love French onion, and French onion is off. The ranch is awesome. You're looking for a great way to have fun, watch your games. People come over. You want to entertain. You have your Daisy dip there. Go to the grocery store. Pick up some Daisy dip.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Sonny's been waiting a while to talk on the show. Let's get him in here. Hey, Sonny, what's going on?
Oh, hey, good morning. Yeah, hey, I'm pumped for this Saturday. I sent a rap into Dell.
What?
So, yeah, that's what
we got. A Sonny rap? Is it about the Texans? Or
yeah, I sent it late. I don't know. Hey, I mean, it's the playoffs. We're back, so had to do it.
So, are you going to play it? Did you get it?
Well, I emailed it to you, too, to see if you guys want it to play.
I don't even listen to it. I want to hear it first here.
You don't want to preview something.
I don't want to preview it.
You don't even know the content.
Oh, don't worry. We can shut it down as soon as we need to. So, you know, that's not a problem. at any point we could just go, okay, this sucks.
I feel like that's a poor way to go about
it. Well, I didn't feel
Let's just play it. Let's just play it. We don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see it. I didn't see before. All right. You going to play it? Here is Sonny's.
Hold on. Give me some time.
No, these are always great.
Are they?
Sonny is a musical genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what genius means?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He and Stevie Wonder. The musical genius.
DJ, please, pick up your phone. I'm on the request line.
Wake up every morning, listen. John and Lance, Texans are back in the big dance. Cleveland getting rocked, yeah, they don't stand a chance. We're in those unis, hide the doo-doo in the pants. Cause we got the Miko and Suave Basito throwing touchdowns to Schultz. Is it Patrick? Is it Flacco? Everyone knows it's Suavecito. So Texans got the top quarterback, and we on that Super Bowl track. Is it Dakota? Tagovailoa? Is it Goff, Stafford, Becerola? Texans got the top quarterback, and we on that Super Bowl track. CJ warming up with the basketball. Ain't no chillin' Texans gonna ball till they fall. Quiet on the line, we got Gilbert on the call. Browns take the L, head to Mim City Mall. We got the steel blue, keep the Columbia. Just keep sending John all the pizza. New Zealand Pacino get in the character. Snacks taking down his Colts poster. What the Browns gonna do, Monsters, Inc.? Defense gonna swarm, it's a kitchen sink. Flacco won't go long, he's those stinky dinks. Chris Ballard loves Eric Layton in the brink. Chan, Burger Chan, LZ at the Sugar Bowl, bloody hand. John Mann of the people, Dell Mann of the grands. Texas gonna be loud in the stands. If you're going to the game, get your H's up, get your face painted, get your nails ditty.
H's up. You're the man of the grands.
Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and say, musical genius. I'll stick with what John said.
Yeah, he's a musical genius.
The references that he pulls, you have to have been, you have to really pay attention
to
the
show. I
didn't
get all of
Eric, he said Chris Ballard loved Eric Layden in the brink. The only way he'd know that is to listen to because he must have heard my podcast with Eric Layden. That's like the only way he would know that. When we had Ballard on back in 20, I don't know where he even pulled that from.
Where'd you pull that from, Sonny?
I remember Ballard was on with Eric, and he shouted him out. And honestly, Monsters, Inc., I had to, you know, that's what came to me when I had to rhyme with Monsters, Inc. So, I do listen a lot.
Yeah, I guess you do. Sonny, you got a banger, okay? Again, another big hit. I think this one could go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for playing it. It's fun. Yeah. Thank you.
This one could go platinum.
Now, quick question. Why does everything sound like all of your songs sound like you're on a phone somewhere?
Or you're out of breath. You're running too hard.
Well, no, that was hard. He had to keep. That was one cut. Like, that's not edited.
You need to get an editor then.
Was that a one shot all the way through, Sonny? No mess ups?
It takes me a couple tries. Usually it's because I'm down to the wire, and I got to rush to get it done to send it in time. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't decide if it's coming or not until maybe I wake up early and I'm like, all right, let's send it. And I have I record it. I drive my old, my grandfather's old conversion van, shout out Data. And I just, I play it over the speaker and record it. So yeah, I probably need to step it up. But,
that's play part of the charm. The speaker over the, So what do you
do? Are you even doing that,
Sonny?
Into
what do you
a
do
phone?
For a
it
living?
Sounds like you're doing it into an old tape recorder,
Sonny. What do you do?
I play it on my. I play it with the iPad on my my van speakers and record it on the phone, the voice.
I love
to my YouTube page. Go to my YouTube page, SMU Mojo Man. All of my bangers are on there for the people. So
go to his SoundCloud, guys. Go to Sonny's SoundCloud.
Sonny, what do you do for a living?
I do. We build subdivisions. I do construction management up here in DFW.
Management. So what's the quality like with you spending so much time writing and producing these songs? Well, I can't imagine. I want to live in any of those.
Yeah, houses. But does it feel like he took a lot of time to write that?
Yes, he had a rhyme with Monsters, no, no. Inc., and he came up with Chris Ballard on the Brink.
You asked this man what he did for a living just to take a shot at what he does for a living?
I can't imagine he's spending much time doing that.
Like, he always asks people what they do for a living.
Is this surprise you do?
And they're always taken aback a little bit. Like, I guess I'll answer the question.
This was always a setup.
And then he's like, oh, I guess I wouldn't really want to live where you build stuff.
I don't want to know what brand
your houses
are.
Are you calling this a subdivision?
I'm just thinking he ain't putting a lot of time into it.
Do you think they're Shingot?
Sounds like that house got fallen apart.
Why? Because of his musical abilities?
Sonny's busy.
Hold on. Uncle Freddie, our friend Uncle Freddie. Now, Uncle Freddie's done a lot of different. Uncle Freddie once dressed up in a chicken suit and sat and was out on the.
To be a mascot.
He actively tried to take over for Orbit.
Well, and he's going to be on a reality show. Uncle Freddy, are you going to be on that reality
show? Well, he was trying to be.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if he's going to. So, Uncle Freddy, you're not afraid to do... He and I used to do prank calls way back in the day. Like, we were the first to hook up Chinese restaurants with each other on two-way calls, but whatever. Uncle Freddy, what did you think about that song by Sonny? Did you hear it? You're somebody who likes bangers like that. What did you think about Sonny's song?
I did. It was okay.
Do you have something better?
Yeah, I had a call because last week I did this and we won, so I have to call and have to do it again.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're ready.
Yeah.
It's football time in Houston. Man, we're ready to play. We got no time to lose now. It's red and white and blue today. Welcome to the greatest city of all, Houston, Texas.
Are you ready for football? All right. If that's good luck, Freddie's also highly superstitious, just like I am. So,
well, okay. So we got to do a pump it up. We got to pump it up. Pump it up,
the last time we pumped up, they lost.
No, they beat the Colts.
We didn't pump it up because no one was on.
Well, yes, they did. They actually called in and started pumping it up on Friday, last Friday.
We had a couple. It wasn't a full.
Didn't
blown.
We have to kill it?
It wasn't full blown. We had a couple people call.
We had a few.
Let's see if people will pump it up.
We got on the other side. If you don't pump it up,
You have 4 minutes. Or we don't pump it up. You don't go halfway with this guy. I could jinx it.
Yeah.
You either pump it up or you don't pump it up.
Well, does Dre want to? What about Dr. Dre? He's a pump it up guy.
He had called in before then.
I know, but he's a pump it up guy.
Well, I mean, but I think
Dre has called and pumped it
up. I'm sure he called in with something else though.
Yeah, I'm sure he does make comments. Dr. Trey, what up?
Double Rod, fellas. Hey, Chance McClain called. He said give him his flow back, Sonny. Trevor Bauer, hey, man, that man can EAFD. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He was getting shellacked in Japan. He would have been more entertaining if he was doing mukbang videos. But the main reason I called is... The main reason I called is, let's put a scenario out there. Let's say Kerry gets ownership of the Texans. Will Hannah McNair leave Cal for Kerry in a Ricky Bobby situation?
Dre, Dre. This is not Dre Day. That's not going to happen. I won't let that stand.
Where?
It's ridiculous.
Well, I think maybe...
We don't know what Kerry... Does anyone know what Kerry looks like? Is he as handsome as Cal?
Go on.
I didn't say
anything. I don't... I think we do know what R. Kerry
means. Sometimes isolate and make you sit in silence like your own filth.
Yeah, we're not gonna entertain you with that. You sit in that.
You sit in your own filth there, John.
Yeah. I'm looking at R. Kerry McNair right now.
Yeah. Oh,
Cal has more hair.
He does. Oh,
by the way, Bauer was 10-4 last year. I'm sorry, he was 11-4 with the 259.
That's
156 and 2/3 innings, 143 hits, 160 strikeouts, to 34 walks. That's good.
Great.
In his Japanese league, though.
Yeah, but
his whip. His whip was 1.130.
Again with the silence.
Yeah, we have to try to shame you into stopping this. His whip was 1.130, which is not great.
No. 1.13. That's not bad.
Well, wait. What was
That's not
walks?
Terrible.
No, it's not terrible. You're in a Japanese league. This isn't even if those people can hit, quote unquote.
They have plate discipline.
I know, but you still have to. Okay. There's plate discipline. You can't say they have plate discipline. You say the Japan. Oh, I don't know how you say it.
Mostly because he doesn't watch Japanese baseball.
Yeah,
he's just making a generalization based on something.
I'm not sure.
Now, you guys have seen what they do at their All-Star game, right? We have home run hitting contests.
They have bunt.
They have bunt contests.
Bunt contests.
Now, if that's what says need. Precision
right.
of the Japanese community more than a bunt contest? Del, that's actually on brand, though. I see you got your hands on your face, but that actually is on brand.
So many generalizations.
A bunting contest?
So many.
It's a real contest.
Those people can hit. They're precision. Oh, no.
Discipline.
What did I say that was bad?
I said they can hit and they got plate discipline.
All I hear
like
is this, compliments.
That's all I do is compliments.
All right, Karl Malone.
Okay.
These are all compliments.
All right, Karl Malone.
They can make a watch.
No, see.
That was a vague reference. You didn't have to go all in on it. How many people know what I was talking about?
We're going to pump it up on the other side. Are you ready? Pumping it up. 703-780-3776.
Get hype. Get hype
Let's
for the Texans.
Go. We need to pump it. If you don't pump it up and they lose, this is on you.
We put you on and you fire off whatever you want to say about the Texans and Colts.
That's it. Just about that, though. I'm talking about Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock. King Safe and Lock. Same company. Same guys. Derek and all of his guys. They're awesome at what they do. Proficient in opening lock safe. Do you have a safe that's locked and you can't open it? Well, if you had somebody that died or whatever and you need somebody to do that, they're able to convert dial lock to digital lock or digital to dial, whatever the case may be. They're the experts in, and they have the American security safes. They're the best. They're just the highest quality, largest seller in Houston. It's not even close. Like half the safes in this city are probably, they come from King or Houston Safe and Lock. They can change combination lock codes, skilled at repairing damaged safes, able to anchor and bolt safes, or they can move your safe to a new location. And best guess what? Oh, I moved my safe. You know who ain't doing that? Your movers. They ain't moving safes. You need somebody that's an expert in doing that, and that's what they do. Houston Safe and Lock is just the biggest and the best. They've got warehouses full of safes. So you know that they buy in bulk, they get a better price, as opposed to other safe companies that will go to the American Security and buy that one. Well, guess what? If you buy one, it's going to cost more. So if you're going through Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, you're getting a better deal. So here's the deal. If you want to get your safe, 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
God loves a terrier.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.